All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And I was going to open today by saying, hey, if you hear some banging in the background, it's windy as fuck here. And I got a screen that keeps hitting the window in front of me. So you just hear this bung, 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 bung. But you beat me to it. You've one-upped my windy window with...
literal parade right outside my window.
Yeah, literal parade. So.
I have a ground level apartment and there is a St. Patrick's Day parade going on. So what's up?
Is St. Patrick's Day today?
Yeah. The Irish are drunks. They can't keep dates straight, you know? So I am going to get drunk at this parade and I got my green on. I got my little red haired baby and we are going to walk around the streets drinking Guinnesses after this.
All right. Well, it's Sunday, March 3rd. I guess I didn't know that was, St. Patrick's Day, but all right.
Yeah, well, I think St. Patrick's Day is like the 17th or something, right?
Is it? I don't know. Well, here, let me just open a calendar and then click U.S. holidays, and we'll find out within 2 seconds. Well, there, U.S. holidays. It is the 17th, so you have a parade 2 weeks early. All right.
But that's also on a Sunday. What the hell are they doing?
It's not like they're doing it today because, oh, it's falling on a Wednesday. Right. No, it's another Sunday. It's 2 weeks
within,
from today.
It's within a week. I get it. You know, they could have done this on the actual St. Patrick's Day, the Sunday. I don't know, but New York is so, like, there's so many parades and just gatherings and things like that. Not necessarily they go down the whole avenue, like up to us. I do see them occasionally, but every now and then you'll be walking and you'll just see some weird church to where they'll just have a gathering and like a small parade. And they're like, we're doing a reenactment of Jesus getting crucified or, Moses getting circumcised or just some, they got some weird thing
going
on.
They do that on July 4th for Christmas.
That's right. That's right. So it's a fun hang. You know, you go to the church, you watch some guy in costumes. You know, I never really know what the hell's going on.
You know what I love? I've seen several videos of this, usually in Latin American countries, where they'll be putting a guy up on the cross to signify, but then they overshoot. You see him like, because they're putting him on like a tall cross, so they have to, like, he lays down on the ground, and then they're going to raise him up, but then they're like, whoop, and it goes over, and just,
dude,
like, face
some of the
plant.
Hispanic churches
laugh.
Here in New York, like, they really go all out when they do the we're gonna show Jesus getting crucified. It feels like you're watching that movie, The Passion. I mean, they got a guy beating them. They got, you know, they got fake blood and shit. Like, it's nuts.
Nice. All right. Well, quick question. There's nothing to do. You know if they're allowing the gays in this St. Patrick's Day parade, or was that the? Yeah, that was a gay. Was that in Boston?
Oh, they gotta be, dude. You can't. Hey, this is New York, man. If you boot the gays out of something fun like this. It's like, because this isn't some, you know, it's one thing to exclude gay people from, like, well, it's just a churchy. I know saints in the title, but let's face it, this is for getting drunk and green. I am atheist to the core. I don't know who St. Patrick was, what he did, but I'm going to go get drunk because A, I'm an alcoholic. B, I got a red haired baby. So, like, what are we going to do? What am I going to stay inside sober all day? Nah, getting drunk at this parade.
Didn't he?
But yeah, you can't
get the snakes out of Ireland. Didn't he play his flute and get the snakes out of Ireland? I don't know.
Yeah, right. So, like, it's kind of a silly holiday. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah, but aren't they all birth of the Lord and Savior? St. Patrick
this specifically.
The same.
This is like a saint that got snakes out with a flute. We can get drunk and have some fun with this one. You know,
fair enough.
It's not the holiday where it's like, oh, this man was crucified and brutally beat to death. No, played a flute, got some snakes out. Let's get drunk, have a good time. And even the holiday that is for the one getting crucified, you know, you got a jolly old fat man that climbs down chimneys, even though he's too fat to fit. He gives everybody presents. He drinks milk and cookies. And then the other one, there's a bunny shitting eggs, chocolate eggs. It's like, it doesn't, even that, they make it jolly and ridiculous. So, yeah, you can't keep the gay community out of this parade.
It's, no, you shouldn't.
No.
And when you do kick the gays out, then it's no longer fun because the gays bring the joy.
Dude, plus none of the costumes are going to match. Let's be honest. The floats are going to look like shit. Come on now.
Yep. All right. What story did... Oh, I didn't send you a link to this one, but Biden won the Michigan primary that happened this past week. I was listening to a podcast, several. First of all, I listened to a podcast. Then it was in the New York Times. Then I heard it on the Daily. You know, the every single news source I had talked about this. protest votes in Michigan where they were not going to vote for Biden because they don't agree with how he's handling Israel-Palestine. So they want to send a message that if he doesn't do a better job, they won't vote for him in the general.
But that's not the message to set.
Because who's the other guy? Is Trump? Here,
dude, they voted undecided. Here's the thing is if they were that serious about we're not going to vote in the general election, they would have had what? A candidate. They would have put up a pro-Palestine candidate.
Vote
they put
RFK.
Undecided.
Vote independent. Vote RFK if you're going to send a message. Yeah.
Right. Right. That because even people like AOC, a lot of people, you know, supporting the protest votes and stuff, they've said, oh, we'll still vote for him in the general. You know, like most of the big names supporting this are saying they'll still vote for him in the general. So I, you know, because at the end of the day,
people on the ground were saying that they were interviewing, saying that they are they're thinking of not voting for him in the general, which is like the stupidest stance ever. It's like, OK, is Trump pro Palestine or is he pro? No, Trump is pro Israel. Fuck. Like at least by. And again, this is the only thing we have is withholding aid. It's not like we can say, stop doing what you're doing. We're not in charge of Israel. We're not in control of anyone.
A foreign government like that. It's just, it's not how it works. We can withhold aid. You know, I think this is for the most part coming from younger people because they do not remember what most other U.S. presidents have been like regarding Israel-Palestine. But Joe Biden has been the hardest on Netanyahu other than any other president in my lifetime by a country fucking mile. Because a lot of people that are younger weren't really around to see the media coverage of the Israel-Palestine conflict. The way both sides of the media, I'm talking like conservative liberal media, most mainstream media in this country talked about that conflict was there's one free democracy in the Middle East, that's Israel, and then there's an evil country of dirt people that just want to bomb them because women have their hair showing. That was the narrative that got spun in the media, and that's the way our politicians talked about it. It was fucking nuts. They didn't talk at all about people getting forced out of their homes back in 1948. How about they were like, hey, the UN just voted that we have this now. There's people called Palestinians living here. This is awkward. You know, and then they forced them out of their homes and shit. And so they've been naturally pretty pissed off since then. If you're not covered now, I'm not going to sit there and ignore what happened on October 3rd either. So there's a lot of crazy shit, but if you're going to act like, Joe Biden is this horrible president because he's supporting all this stuff going on in Gaza, you must then answer the question, compared to who? Compared to Trump? Trump will send just as many missiles, if not more, throw in a Muslim ban. Like, he did that last time. He threw in the Muslim ban. So, certainly not compared to Trump. And then I will say, compared to who? On the Democratic side, they clicked undecided on that ballot. So they didn't even have a candidate they were running. So anybody who's in the media talking about like this is seriously going to cost him in the general election, it's just not because they don't.
Well, it might cost him in Michigan because that is a huge Muslim population, a huge immigrant Muslim population. And he needs to win Michigan. But it's like, again, if this is your protest vote, You're going from we don't like to worse. That's literally all you're doing. You're going from unhappy to shitstorm.
I'm not saying there won't be anyone who doesn't vote for him in the general election because of this issue. I'm saying give it 8 more months of Trump saying things like immigrants are poisoning the blood of the country. He keeps saying that. You know what I mean? Have him talk about Muslim bans more. Have more quotes like that come out. And then compare it to a guy like Biden who's telling Yahoo to scale things back, particularly when it comes to the settlements, the bombings, things like this. You're not getting any of that out of Trump. You're just not. You're going to have him say nothing but pro-Israel things. If anything, he'll send them more money. Most importantly, he'll do shitty things to Muslim people domestically here. Like, you know, at least Biden is... for the most part, I mean, he's not going to be doing terrible things to Muslim people here, unlike Trump, who put a Muslim ban in last time. He's constantly talking about we need to see who's coming from these places and just insinuating that they're all terrorists and things like this.
I think what would be interesting is the people who are saying America needs to put the foot down on Israel and tell them to stop. what do you think they'd be saying if there was a different situation where America, as we have tended to do in the past and are probably doing right now in some, you know, subversive way, if another country came in and said, hey, America, stop it. Like, would we, like, Burkina Faso wants us to stop doing what we're doing. I guess we should listen to them. Independent countries are independent. We'd fucking pride up immediately and be like, fuck you, don't tell us what to do. Even hardcore, you know, we hate America. Like, when someone shits on your country, you get that pride. Like, I've seen it. This is a bad example, but it just popped into my head. Axl Rose for years was just known as a douchebag. He took the name Guns N' Roses, made Slash and Duff sign contracts saying that Axl owns it. And yet Slash said, yeah, I can shit on Axl, but if someone else shits on him, then I get defensive because, hey, that's still Axl and I was, but you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
If the situations were reversed and someone was telling America what to do, you would not be saying, yeah, we should listen to what Canada's telling us. Yeah, we don't tell other countries what to do.
We can tell them.
We say we don't like this. We voice opinion. Hey, leave it alone. We can withhold the aid. We can't say you stop now.
Right. We can't. We can withhold the aid.
Yes.
I don't think that does much at this point. I think that dude over there is so all in on Netanyahu knows he has to completely annihilate Hamas, whatever that means, because he is in a weird political situation where he kind of allowed this to happen under his watch. You know what I mean? There's intel that slipped through the cracks. There's also the fact that he allowed Hamas to be funded because he liked the idea of Hamas taking down the legitimacy of the PLO. Because if the PLO is too strong, then there is actually a good chance for a two-state solution, whereas he's like, fuck that, I just want to be in charge. And so I'm going to allow people to prop up this terrorist state, basically, to delegitimize the legitimate government that's in like West Bank and stuff like that, the PLO, that he allowed that to happen. You know what I mean? So yep. It really is a shitty situation he's in, but his back is against the wall. He has to go in there and get all the hostages back, take out all the leadership for Hamas, destroy the infrastructure of it, stuff like that, politically in his own country. Otherwise, it's like, hey, man, Hamas is still launching rockets at us. We didn't get all the hostages back, and you more or less let it happen. I think he's politically done in that country no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. It's a matter of don't change captains during a storm, but as soon as there's a calm, he's gone.
Yeah, right.
And the one thing you said, I am not a smart man, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that aid to Israel is a lot different from aid to Ukraine. Ukraine is, you know, they need munitions constantly. Israel is a pretty wealthy country and has stockpiles and is prepared for shit like this.
Plus, they seem to be winning
forever. Yeah.
They seem to be doing pretty well in terms of
it's not like they're running out of tanks or munitions. They have done nothing but prepare for this. Again, an example. This is kind of like that episode of The Simpsons when Stampy gets loose the elephant and there's a guy, the manager at the peanut factory goes, all right, I made us drill on this every day. You thought I was crazy. And then the elephant storms through the door. But it was like, that's Israel has been done nothing but prepare for something like this. And now they're unleashing. So, yeah, America's cutting off the aid. They're like, all right, well, we got this shit. We're going to finish the job. They love the aid, they want it, but I don't think it's a deal breaker.
Right, and you know what? I'm not one of these guys who's going to, like a lot of the people in Michigan, just going to ignore how shitty Hamas is. They are shitty, but you know who else was pretty bad? And kind of in this similar vein? Boko Haram. When they kidnapped a bunch of girls, we had
We had hashtags, that got the job done.
We had Michelle Obama, the wife of the most powerful man in the world and in charge of the world's strongest army, pouting in a sad face going, hashtag bring back our girls. It's like, why don't you hashtag talk to your husband and maybe, I don't know, send SEAL Team 6 or something. So it's like, I think we should have done a little more in that situation. But you know what we definitely didn't do? Send one side surface to air missiles from now until forever to just kind of do whatever they wanted with. So it's like, and the reason for that is Israel's basically our aircraft carrier in that region. So a lot of the people that are doing the protest votes against Biden or whatever, because he's, you know, allowing stuff to happen in Gaza. Well, these are also the same people that don't want us drilling in America, you know, and if we need to break our dependence on foreign oil, and also Europe, too, because we have a lot of oil that we're currently drilling right now. We're drilling more oil domestically than we ever have.
I just looked it up the other day. America, right. USA is currently number one in oil production.
Right. We're doing it because Europe is still getting a lot of their oil from over there. We've been their attack dogs for a long fucking time. So that's really what this is about. We need to invest in alternative energies. We know to drill domestically until we can get stuff like that to take the place of fossil fuels. But unless we're willing to do both of those things, we are going to have to keep negotiating with bad governments and keep letting bad shit happen because we and our allies need those resources.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, moving on. More happy news, more fun stuff. Jake, I'm not going to lie. My mouse is dying. All right, where's my cursor? This one, I love it when bad things happen to deserving people. I do. I don't believe in karma, but I love it when bad things happen to deserving people. Lauren Boebert's son was arrested over a spate of thefts as his mom tries to convince voters to look past her chaotic family life. That's not the headline I wanted. Where's that? There's the one. Lauren Boebert's son arrested on 22 charges hours after she attacks, quote, the Biden crime family. So she posts on Twitter that the Biden crime family needs to fall. And her husband, who's been arrested, she's been arrested, and now her son. It's funny. She is absolutely the Colorado version of Sarah Palin. We're just family values, family values. Oops, I'm getting a divorce. Family values, my 17-year-old son got a girl pregnant. Family values, my husband got arrested. You know, like,
I'm going to go jerk off this guy in a Beetlejuice play, but don't let the queers get married. Yeah,
exactly.
That's kind of her. Yeah, that's against Jesus.
Four counts of criminal possession of identification documents, so false identity. I don't know if he was selling license plates to
It sounds like
minors.
He was breaking into people's
license
houses
plates,
and
driver's licenses,
stealing identities to do credit card fraud.
Yeah,
right?
that's
what it sounds like.
Conspiracy to commit a felony and over 15 additional misdemeanor. And then I did not see, I've looked for a statement of please respect my family during this time. I haven't seen her issue that, but man, wouldn't that be ironic if she asked for a little, give my family some space. She mentioned her family's and children's future, a fresh start for a pretty difficult year, but still, yeah, all she does is scream about Hunter Biden and the Biden, and it's like, yeah, maybe settle things under your own roof there. I mean, just the funny hypocrisy. I love it when bad things happen to deserving people.
Right. It is tough to yell about Hunter while this is going on. I will say to the side of the Republicans, none of this had to do with, oh, I got my kid a job and then he did this using that job. So yes. It's like that is the difference they would make. But like I've always pointed out when it comes to the Hunter Biden stuff, he sent him to work in that company in Ukraine because he's afraid of the family, because he knows he's a fuck up and wanted to keep him out of reach of like his own personal shit, to where it's like he's connected, but he can't fuck up my stuff. It is, you know, Fredo getting sent to Las Vegas by Vito Corleone, the Don of the family. That's kind of what that was.
And the only reason this is amusing, this happens to anybody that's not an attack dog, then, you know, like, it's family, you feel bad for them, you know, nobody wants their kid to get arrested, but if you spend all, you know what this reminds me of? I'm not gonna, you read about, like, Miles Davis talks about, I read Miles Davis's book, and he spent the entire book talking about how he was a heroin addict and always touring and just, you know, out of his gourd on fucking drugs. And then toward the end, I can't remember what.
I mean, what are you going to play? What are you going to play? A 27-minute trumpet solo, dead sober.
Toward the end of his book, he made the comment about his son. I don't know what set him off, but he said, "I guess you'd say my son has been a disappointment to me." And I'm like, "Holy shit! You just talked about being a non-existent dad that was, you know, fucking drugged out of his mind. Your kid had to raise himself, and he's a disappointment to you." That's the impression. Is like she's often. It's hard to be.
It's all about perspective. Maybe his son's maybe he's the exact opposite. Son's a dead sober prude who can't carry a trumpet note for shit. They're two ships passing in the night.
Could be. But so Lauren's in, all she does is goes to Hollywood to scream about liberals. And I get it. Being a parent's difficult, but it, maybe focus on, you know, what's going on under your own roof. If you spend more time being a mom than you do getting on Twitter screaming about Hunter Biden, maybe you'd raise your kid better.
Right. Yeah. It, ultimately, blaming the parent for the kid's fuck ups is kind of like, unless you got a real good reason to, you know, here's an A to B, here's what the parent did to directly do it.
I think just being neglectful. I think being gone, you know, kids need parents. And if she's just gone screaming, because it goes through, and I'm the reason.
Well, but you can say that about any politician, anybody who works.
Yeah, I would. And I was going to go with, I think Gene Hackman. And there was another one where they talk about, I think Gene Hackman said, yeah, his kid really didn't like him because he was always off shooting movies. You know, it's you got, I love the guy, but you got Tom Hanks with Chet. Who knows what went wrong there? But you talk about these people that, like, Geddy Lee, I read his book. He talked about it. He almost lost his marriage because it's like, hey, sweet, I love you. I know you're pregnant, but I got to go on tour with the boys. Like, if what you put above family, you know, that will have repercussions.
Plus, Geddy Lee's wife was like, you're on your 11th album. Why are you still writing about sci-fi novels? Why are you just singing about elves and stuff? I mean, you guys are, I mean, musically speaking, you guys are great with instruments. You mean, it's just elves and Lord of the Rings nonsense.
That was I'm the leaving 70s. You write another, they moved past
yeah, only
that.
Because she threatened to leave. She was like, if you write one more fucking song about hobbits, I'm out that goddamn door, Geddy.
That was Come Neil. On. He was the lyricist. Geddy wrote music, goddammit.
Well, then, Geddy, you need to whisper that high-pitched voice to yours in his ear and tell him to stop writing about elves and dwarves and dragons and all this crazy stuff. Tell him to write about real life, Geddy.
We like to talk about how woke America is and woke out of control, and we complain. But hey, we're not alone on this planet. Mary Poppins' age rating increased in the United Kingdom over the film's use. Kingdom, I said kingdom, over the film's use of quote discriminatory language. Oh man, I am not gonna lie. I completely forgot about that N-bomb that Mary Poppins dropped in the middle of that movie. I, you know, she's just going right along, and nobody likes the N word. It's, oh, wait, sorry.
I'm a maid, but what's the dirtiest thing I've seen all day? Well, let me tell you.
It's Hottentots. That's the discriminatory language. It's such a harmful word that instead of writing the H word in the article, they literally wrote, oh, it's the word Hottentots. It's like, if you can write the word, it's not that bad. I mean, you write the N-word. You don't say the N-word. You don't put the full N-word. You
yeah,
put N-word.
Most other slur, the N-word is the only one that's like that. The other
slurs, I've seen people use the R-word, the F-word. You know,
sure.
But Hottentots, right there. Now regarded as racially insensitive. The word was used by Europeans to refer to the, oh my God, Cahokia, a group of nomadic herders in South Africa. So we're going really specific. I mean, we are breaking down a tiny, tiny subset to protect in this movie. Does it even say they exist or were?
It's fair, man. Look, if they used it as a slur, I heard some pretty fucking bad shit kept going on in South Africa for many, many decades after Mary Poppins, because they considered them hottie-totties, and they can't have a job. They ain't citizens. They're hottie-totties. So,
Lethal Weapon called them kefirs, I believe.
What's up?
Lethal Weapon 2, they were kefirs. He called them a kefir lover.
Kefir. Yeah,
Joss Ockland was like, get him out of my office, kefir lover, or something like that.
No, he used it as the N-word.
Yeah, he did. That's what I'm saying.
He used it. That's my point.
Didn't say, my whole point. He didn't say Hottentot lover. I mean, he didn't say Hottentot lover. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I know you said he
this
did.
Is a, this is that extreme of overreaction. Like, oh, we found one guy that's offended. Let's put up a warning.
No, that's fair. I'm for this. Look, man, they're not pulling it off the show. They're just saying, hey, there's a slur on here. Just, you know, either watch it or don't.
There's a slur on here that you've never heard of that nobody knew was a slur until we said, oh, by the way, there's a slur. That's the problem. If you just let it fly, no one would know or no one would care.
It's from South Africa. It's like, dude, they had apartheid going until 15 fucking minutes ago there. Yeah, I mean, I think a South African slur is a big deal.
I'd have to look it up because this is I don't think this is the slur that you think it is.
If it's not a slur and it's just what people are referred to as, like, that's one thing. If it's like saying the word, I think I've heard even Aboriginal is considered something. I don't know, but you know what
I'm saying?
If it's
just saying like Aboriginal the word Inuit, is now bad?
I don't know. I think I might have heard that
somewhere. Because it was the white description of the native people. They called them Aborigines, so now it's bad?
Well, yeah, that kind of thing, you know?
Kind of like how we have to say indigenous instead of native, and then Indian is way out.
Right. Well, and then Inuit instead of Eskimo, that kind of thing. So it might be one of those to where it's like, you might just see it in shows back in the day as like a non, you know, like whatever. Look at the United Negro College Fund. You know what I mean? If I was like, hey, I'm going to make a college fund for black people today in 2024, yeah, it would not be called the United Negro College Fund. But then it was just...
I'm pretty sure the United Negro College Fund is the only time you can use the word Negro appropriately without being looked at or like, hey, wait a second, what do you mean?
Right, and that's what I'm saying is there was a time when, yes, that hottie toddy or whatever the fuck was probably, which it sounds like a delicious wintertime drink, I'm not going to lie. It sounds like one of those that you drink warm.
Put something in coffee, a little coffee mix with something, with some bite that makes you feel giggly, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do I like my hottie toddy flick? Yeah. It's probably one of those to where it's like, yeah, back when Mary Poppins was written, it might not necessarily have been used as a slur in many instances, but it was also used as a slur as well. You know what I mean? And especially since then, it has been kind of changed and considerable. I don't know because I'm not from South Africa. You know what I mean? Like this is a question you would have to ask a South African. Hey, is hottie toddy considered offensive? Like, is that offensive to black people in South Africa now? If I went to South Africa and I was like, hey, howdy toddy, you know what I mean? Like, am I getting punched or am I getting a high five? What's, you know what I mean? Like, that's the test. Before we got to, one of us has to go to South Africa and not in like a shitty, like, you hockey talkie, like just, hey, howdy toddy, you know, like a high five and see what the reaction is. If we're punched, then Mary Poppins needs a warning. If we get a high five, then Mary Poppins gets a gold star and a new umbrella.
Two things. One, completely unrelated, but speaking of South Africa, I'm currently reading Trevor Noah's book, and it's very good. I'm enjoying it. And then two, we would like to take this moment to announce our GoFundMe/Kickstarter for our plane ticket to South Africa so we can begin our social experience, experiment with a hottie toddy, hot and toddy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Donate to the Jake and Nathan Need to Travel to South Africa GoFundMe, and we're going to buy. And if we don't get the first class tickets, then we're not going. We need first class. So donate. We'll put a link up somewhere. We'll invent the people have donated.
I'll fly coach there, but on the way back, we're going to need some room because I suspect we're going to have bruises and casts and things like that. So I don't want to be squeezed in coach like that.
People have donated to dumber things. We should try it.
Dude, let's do it. And you know what? If it turns out these guys are wrong, I'll go around saying hottie toddy all the time. We should go on an international hottie toddy stand-up tour. Like, yeah, that'll just be what the fuck we do.
All right, speaking of the dumbest people on the planet, dumb people, they give to the stupidest Kickstarters, GoFundMes. We found the dumbest person on the planet, one of them. I don't believe in space, Texas Tech defensive back Tyler Owens makes bold statement at NFL Combine.
No, I bet that guy doesn't give a shit about the term hottie toddy. You ask that guy, he's like, dude, I don't even think space is real. You want me to? In fact, I think hottie toddies were made up by the Soros people.
Here's my take. I don't give a fuck that he's a flat earther that doesn't believe in space or other planets. That's fine. But can we stop pretending that college athletes are anything but, you know, revenue streams? They're obviously not getting educations. They are obviously not being taught shit. They're being brought in, given passing grades, because he should be getting an F in every fucking subject, especially science. He should, if he has anything but a straight up F in science, then obviously it's just a sham. Admit it. Just admit it. I don't care that he believes it. Just openly admit, yes, we bring in college athletes. We make money off them. And I guess now they have to pay them. But it's like, we do not educate them. It's just a shit. And that's fine. Just be honest about your deal. Because if he doesn't have an F in science, then you've exposed yourself.
You know, billionaires go to space now, you know, with Elon Musk and all that. Way too expensive for normal people to buy tickets, even like regular rich people. I mean, you got to be like crazy rich. But just like any other technology, it could get cheaper, you know, to where like, hey, look, a plane ticket from New York to LA is not like dirt cheap, but you can reasonably do it for a few hundred bucks, you know? Yeah. It's not, maybe one day we'll be able to just take college athletes to think the earth is flat and that, you know, space was made up by NASA, which is also a fake organization, or whoever. The people trying to sell plastic globes, whoever they think are the dark conspiracy money people behind all of this. But we got to be able to take these guys up in a rocket and be looking down at Earth and go, where do you think you are right now? Explain to me what happened. You know, like, are we in the Matrix? Are we actually in a studio right now? And this is just a very convincing a TV screen in front of us with you know, just hydraulics and you just shake us a lot. What's going on in your head right now, man?
Well, two thoughts.
And if you still think it's bullshit, put your money where your mouth is. Walk outside of this fake spaceship that's not in space without a spacesuit. Show me you got balls. Any asshole can retweet flat Earth articles. I want you to step outside this fake Hollywood designed spaceship without that suit on.
Yes, there we go. That's the way. That's better. That my two thoughts were, one, this kid's going to make more money in one contract than you and I will in our entire lifetime. So maybe when it comes down to millionaire level, he'll be able to afford to buy his own ticket. But two, you remember we've talked about this, that Beyond the Curve, the Flat Earth documentary on Netflix,
it was great.
Where they actively kept proving themselves wrong and then getting frustrated and be like, huh, well, let's try it this way. It's like they just kept pivoting so they could prove themselves right. It's like they set up the entire experiment. It's like, okay, if the Earth is round, well, then this, oh, shit, it happened. All right, well, if the Earth is round, that, oh, shit, that happened too. It's like they kept proving themselves wrong, and it didn't fucking make a dent in their dumbass armor.
That's what I'm saying. We got to take one up in the spaceship
and be like,
dude,
here's the cargo bay. We're going to open the cargo bay doors. You know, have fun.
The way round earthers look at Galileo, that is the way that our great-great-grandchildren, who will all know that the Earth is flat, will look at you, sir. If you have the balls to walk outside that airlock without the spacesuit on, come on. Prove it's bullshit. Show me you got balls. Do it right. We'll live stream it on Instagram.
Oh, that would be good. Or a pay-per-view. We could raise funds for education.
Yeah, it's true. That's
I'd
true.
Pay. I'd pay $19.99 to watch that. All right, final article. Hey, speaking of dumb people, if you are going to do something dumb and fake an injury, everyone's got a cell phone these days. And so you try and do something in private, you're going to get caught. But if you go do something in public, all right. A woman lost her $823,000 injury claim, almost $1 million, after lawyers found a photo of her winning a Christmas tree throwing competition.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, there's a competition for everything. Throwing Christmas trees. And they got the picture of her just like hauling back to launch that thing. Okay, first of all, don't go throwing Christmas trees, but who invented this? This is brilliant, but I mean, what don't we turn into a competition now?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I've never been religious, but a terrible way to celebrate a guy dying for your sins on a cross, huh? That's crazy. I mean, if we're going to let this lady celebrate the birth of Jesus by throwing a Christmas tree, there's no way they can keep gay people out of the St. Patrick's Day parade outside my window. I'll tell you that right now.
Good point. 5-foot trees. All right, final thing. I don't really have any jokes here.
5-foot tree? I missed that part. I thought it was
smaller. 5-foot trees.
That is a beast of a Christmas tree, dude.
Mm-hmm. Especially because they got all the branches sticking on. Like, you got to hold it at the bottom and it's going to... All right, last week we talked about loan forgiveness. I said I had a friend that was that had been paying it forever and still owed everything. She'd been paying it 20 fucking years. My friend got her debt. She posted 40%. Everything was forgiven. And then I have a friend who is a principal, like actually worked his way up, started as a teaching assistant, teacher, a supervisor. You know, he got his debt forgiven. We are forgiving the debt for people who are. My friend works. The one friend the female friend, she works in science in universities. She is trying to, you know, lab work. My other friend, education. Again, this is not, oh, I got a gender studies degree. And, you know, these are people that have been paying, that I know personally, who have been paying for well over 10, 15 years. It's not a giveaway. So don't be angry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, personally, I think that kids shouldn't have to whore themselves out for textbooks. But hey, I'm old school like that, you know?
Yeah.
They're too soft now.
All right. Find Jake at Jake Vevra on all social media platforms, where on Thursday nights he will broadcast live Twisted Cupid on YouTube, and then they put clips of it on Instagram, Twisted Cupid, where they take crazy questions involving romance and give their advice. I can be found at NathanTimmel.com, and I don't have it on there. I should put it on there today, but I dropped my one-hour special on YouTube. It's called...
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's called Unapologetic, and people are liking it. Like, the people that are leaving comments are saying they really like it. So my YouTube channel is just my name, youtube.com/NathanTimmel. It's right front and center there. It's the first video you see. It's like the default video. Like, hey, my one-hour special, Nathan Timmel, Unapologetic. Go watch it. Thanks for tuning in, and we will talk at you. Thanks, Chicago Comedy Scene Radio Network. We'll talk at you and see you next week.
Stop paying student loans for teachers. None of them could convince Texas Tech defensive back Tyler Owens that the world was round. They don't deserve their loans repaid.